Get ready for Outside the Box. Today's topic is State of Emergency. What happens in a catastrophic situation, such as a natural disaster, an epidemic, or an attack on the country like September 11, 2001? In many cases, we declare a national or local state of emergency. These states of emergency are usually reserved for major weather events. It's often declared for hurricanes, floods, snowstorms, mudslides, tornadoes, or any event that endangers or has taken the lives of people or caused a large amount of property damage. But maybe it's time we declare states of emergency when we're faced with other crises. Perhaps we need to declare a national state of emergency over the police killing of more and more unarmed African Americans, or a state of emergency to stop the slow poisoning of our planet by the use of fossil fuels, or the loss of our so-called democracy to moneyed interests. Unfortunately, a state of emergency is often defined as an event where the government can, quote, suspend and/or change some functions of the executive, the legislative, or the judiciary during this period of time, end quote. Another definition allows the government to suspend normal constitutional procedures for a specified period. Sadly, a so-called state of emergency has often been used by governments to militarize the country, withdraw civil rights, and suspend government protections. Hitler used it in 1933 to seize control of the German government. Other politicians have used it to put down civil resistance to their own destructive policies. The state of emergency that was initiated on September 11, 2001 is apparently still in effect, restricting the freedoms of everyone in this country. Declaring an emergency gives a few people in government even more power to steer the state or country in their own direction. That scares me. I'm ready for a redefinition. When I think of a state of emergency, I think of everyone dropping whatever they're doing to focus on treating the victims and confronting the crisis. I think of the whole country or state mobilizing and uniting to solve the problem. I think of citizen action, not government by decree. No more business as usual. That's how I would redefine it. For example, the recent spate of killings of unarmed African Americans seems like it deserves a declaration of a national state of emergency. We all need to come together to heal our country of the racism that victimizes African Americans. Interestingly, a Black Lives Matter group recently took over the stage during a speech by a presidential candidate and used that exact term, state of emergency, to describe the crisis facing this country. The heating up of the planet and dangerous weather phenomena, droughts, once-in-a-century floods happening continuously, melting ice caps, and animals moving their habitat farther and farther north are scary enough that we need a national mobilization. Declaring a state of emergency might get the public's attention enough to reduce carbon dioxide use. Almost no one is paying attention now to the danger of environmental collapse. A state of emergency might also help our ailing democracy. It's becoming almost a requirement for someone to be a millionaire or multimillionaire to run for statewide or national office, or at least to have the support of those wealthy benefactors. The vast majority of the voting public is stuck between political machines trying to buy their vote. What would happen if there was a state of emergency to address such crises? A lot more government funds would be available. People would be talking about them and finding ways to be involved. They would become social and political priorities. We would be asking for a national mobilization to solve them. What would you do if there were a state of emergency declared on an issue I just mentioned? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing for a state of emergency where the public really got involved.